Republican delegate Todd Gilbert of Shenandoah is the bill's patron.
This proposal does not in any way affect who can adopt children in Virginia. Under current law, married couples and individuals, be they heterosexual, homosexual, or otherwise, can already adopt, and there are already public and private agencies that facilitate those adoptions. This will not change should this proposal become law. That will remain the status quo and will remain the practice. However, the intention of this bill is to protect and to better protect, by codifying those regulations, the rights of birth parents who choose to place their children with a child placement agency that respects and conforms to their religious convictions, and which will ensure that their child, when given up for adoption, will be adopted by parents who likewise share those religious convictions. As such, it is a way of ensuring that the deeply held convictions of those birth parents, of those adoptive parents, and of the agencies themselves will be respected and protected and not discriminated against going forward.
Several amendments were made to the bill, but were rejected by the House Republican majority. Claire Guthrie Gostin-Yaga of Equality, Virginia.
The proponents argue that all it does is codify existing practice, which is just simply not correct. The amendments were meant to clarify that it applied to faith-based organizations or to just to adoption, or that it wouldn't apply to, you know, agencies getting lots of state money, or just even to clarify that it wasn't meant to override any existing rule, like the rule against corporal punishment by foster care parents. The rejection of all of those amendments seems to demonstrate that the proponents of these so-called conscience clause bills are so committed to their war on Virginia's gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender citizens that they are willing to allow private agencies that are not faith-based to apply any kind of moral conviction they want. Passing the bill itself is arguably not that clear a message, but the rejection of the amendments makes the message really clear. It's not a theoretical possibility that a foster care child might be seriously injured physically because of what was done today. There was a case involving a religious home in Charlottesville back in the 80s that believed spiritually in using corporal punishment to discipline kids, and they tried to beat a seizure out of a mentally disabled child who they thought was faking. And the Commissioner of Mental Health couldn't revoke their license because an exemption that was like the one they enacted today applied to those kinds of facilities at that time. Legislature woke up and changed that, but now they've gone and given the same kind of blanket exemption from reasonable regulations to every foster care agency. And children in the system are now going to be at risk.
Virginia does not recognize gay marriage, and under current law, only legally married couples or single individuals can adopt children.
What this does is it empowers not just faith-based agencies, but any private licensed adoption or foster care agency to say to a person who walks in the door, "I'm sorry, we don't provide services to single fathers, no matter who they are. We don't provide services to single women. We don't provide services to divorced people. We don't provide services to GLBT people," even if legally any single person, regardless of their orientation, has a right to be an adoptive parent or a foster care parent in Virginia. It isn't just an impact on the GLBT community, but the intention here clearly was focused on making sure that the ability to discriminate against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is protected even when the agencies are getting millions of dollars in state funds.
The Senate companion bill has cleared committee and will likely go before the full chamber this week. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.